Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
The black roller coaster ride continued without fail. The last 400 years or so here in America have been a testimony and a rare version of hell, but we blacks hung in there with dreams and aspirations to one day prevail. Even though the continuous foul stench of dead bodies is now stale and lives were stolen, taken, and derailed, the African American people refused to bail. The Black Panther Party is investigated and exterminated. The Orangeburg Massacre was a disaster, but we still made connections, Alpha Phi and Alpha Kappa. Motown was bringing the sound, and that was pure, not digitally mastered. Incarceration of blacks is the highest in the world. Afros were gone, and we stepped out flat in long curls, because you were less threatening, blending as a swirl. Unnecessary changes we had to make to be acceptable in the world. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. Martin Luther finally got his holidays. Douglas Wilder is the first black governor in U.S. history, and Oprah storms the scene and breaks financial barriers in every way. Rodney King got beat, and the L.A. riots took to the streets. It was OPP and lots of TLC, Queen Latifah was threatening unity in the NYC. Michael Jordan is the best basketball player, what a sight to see. Gangs, drugs, and black-on-black crime came and made a horrific sweep. East Coast, West Coast, all types of beef. The 96 Atlanta Olympics, the African Americans couldn't be beat. Y2K didn't happen and we parted like it was 1999. Raynard Johnson was hung from the rope, yet everything looked fine. Arthur Warren Jr., disabled, beaten, kicked, and ran over four times. Bob Johnson sells BET. And the blacks have a huge discrepancy. The World Trade Centers were no more. Royville was lynched and Yvette Smith shot by the cops after opening her front door. And many of us were serving and dying in a terrorist war. Bush's reign ended. America spoke up and the White House was very different. You would have thought hell froze over and angels were descending when D.C. finally got some pigment. Barack Obama is the man and Oscar Grant was shot in the back. Blacks were rolling pretty hard, but we were still considered just black. And this American dream was not for us, and don't get caught on the wrong track. Don Amos with racial comments, nappy-headed no-nos. 10 years into the new millennium and African-Americans are still taking the blows. Obama gets a second term and puts terrorism to bed. Next thing you know, Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown were dead. Sharmeika Moffitt burned alive for wearing an Obama t-shirt. The blacks have endured but are still unbelievably in the red. They tried to take everything away from the blacks and they had given so much. How would life really be if they raised from the dead and took back all of their stuff? Took back the sweat, tears, hard work, and inventions. Things sure would be tough. It's time to believe that being black is more than enough. To be what's destined, display honor, pride, and trust for one another and unite in this fight, because the world we have to make history in is tough. The quest for equality is ongoing, and the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness tree we want and deserve to pluck. Even though we arrive against our will, we roll with the punches and try not to get stuck. Being born black in America shouldn't be bad luck. Being black in America means you have to be prepared for all types of stuff. But preservation and survival of the fittest is key, and without it, you must call the oppressor's bluff. Being black is beautiful and brilliant. Being black is an up and not a spiraling down. Reality check. Being black comes with shadiness from the beginning, yet the Moorish presence is profound. Black has earned its right to be here, and black history is rich and sound. Through burnings, whippings, bombings, lynchings, black has never laid down. The brainwashing is severe and deeply rooted into every country, city, and town. The chains need to be removed from the minds, hearts, and souls of man, then accurately report what is found. That even in the last 50 years, prejudice and racism is alive and well and on our tail and continues to draw flesh by the pound. Black history conveys a very vivid picture and storyline. Even though we are black, we are not going to let anything turn us around. Join.
When the outcome is uncertain, you're going to have to be smart and order your steps. You're going to have to put in some real footwork to make a name for yourself. It's a trying process to boost to the next level, so be aware and keep an eye on your health. It's going to take everything you've got to get to the next step. It can be whatever you want. Stardom, legacy, fame, or wealth. If you want to rise to the top, you're going to have to press. If you don't believe, you're gonna have to display substance and depth. When there is no one else, have enough faith to promote yourself. Follow the plan, stick to your guns, let failure take a dramatic exit, stage left. The dream starts with you. And if you don't do anything else, believe 100% in self.
Welcome to Mike Nice Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, the Serum of Truth, your co-host for the evening. Sharing the mic every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. is none other than Mike Nice's super talented host of hosts, Lyrical Forte. What's good, my brother?
What's going on, Sarah? What's going on, Sarah?
Everything.
Man, I am so excited to have you co-host with me, man. When you told me you were ready to do it, man, I was so excited. And I know we're going to have a good time, as well as our listeners are going to have a good time. How has your day been so far?
My day has been a little nerve-wracking because this is my first time hosting over the radio, other than just jumping on for a few minutes and hopping off. But I'm excited. It's a nervous excited.
Of course, definitely, man. I love that intro, though. That intro came with some heat. I'm loving it.
Right. You know, well, I didn't want to let you down.
Man, you doing your thing. Definitely. But those two pieces right there were by none other than our co-host tonight as well, the Serum of Truth. What made you write those pieces there?
To be completely honest, I'm tired of the black vision. Standard black position, and I'm tired of everybody just overlooking it and trying to just survive in the mix of this hatred. I think we need to solve it, and we need to stay woke, and we need to, you know, form a plan that works for us, because no one else is looking out for us but us.
Man, I couldn't have said it any better.
Absolutely, and that's where those pieces came from. That's actually where the entire The Black Code CD comes from, me being angry as a black person here in America, and I feel like we're being forced into this life, and we have just settled because we don't have any other options. The only reason we don't have any options is because we don't want to put our heads together to figure out what is the next move.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. And that second piece, short and sweet to the point, promote yourself. Like, oh man, I couldn't have said that any better as well. You know, a lot of times we get discouraged because, you know, people aren't, you know, supporting us like we're supposed to. But at the same time, you know, like your piece says, you know, we have to look at, you know, are we really promoting ourselves? You know, are we just, you know, relying on other people just to promote what we want?
Absolutely. We need to stay constant in trying to uplift the personal and collective progress of ourselves and our people. That is the goal. Without tending to self first, we're not going to be able to help anyone else. And you got to learn how to, you know, own your gifts and be solid in those things, so that you can push those in spite of the comments. You can't make it. Nobody has ever done it. Well, we're doing it. We're making those moves, and that's a big thing to me because as a disabled black person, I was stuck for like 10 years in the fact that I couldn't go to work. Like, I felt like that was my only way to survive. And come to find out, you know, I had a long time to sit there and wait, but I did have an epiphany. See, the epiphany was that writing, all that writing that I done in school, and I just loved it. Let's see what we can do with that. That cooking that I love to do, let's see what we can do with that. I'm good with my hands, so I make bow ties and different things. Let's see what we can do with that. And if you got any type of craft in yourself, you need to market that. Market that because they're using so much of us to make money for themselves. We need to start making our own money. If you got to start a babysitting thing, if you got to, you know, wash some cars on the corner, you got to start somewhere. Believe in self. Promote self.
Oh, man, I couldn't have said it any better. Again, man, you hit it right on the nail. What do you think about, have you paid attention to what's going on this weekend about the NFL and all that?
I have, and me and my husband have definitely talked about it.
Yeah.
I have. I'm not going to discuss the storyline of the problem. I'm going to tell you a possible solution.
Yeah.
Now, this brother, I'm terrible with names, but my husband, well. This brother that does not currently still doesn't have a job playing football.
Yeah. Yes, Colin Kaepernick.
And all of this protest, and I'm standing up for my rights, and I'm going to be a part of it, has done nothing for him. Who's going to cut him a check while he doesn't have a job still? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Who is going to really help him out? Because they're not even thinking about employing him. Your locking of arms and your taking of knees means nothing to them. It means nothing to them. Colin Kaepernick is his name. My husband helping me out with these names right now.
Yeah.
Now, the funny solution that I have for it, in order to make everybody calm down and do the right thing, let's strike football for a while. I mean, it's the majority of us playing.
Yeah.
If you really have a problem with it, you could say, well, I'm not going out there to play as long as we have this problem.
Yeah.
Why would you stand up for a song that degrades you as a person?
Yeah.
The full stanzas of the song, if they would sing every word of the song, I don't know any black person that would still be standing. And I don't know anyone that would be, you know, trying to do anything respective about it at all.
Yeah.
If they would sing the entire song.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you just get tired of being whooped with the same old thing.
Exactly.
Just
right.
first, you gotta have to figure out where it hurts them, and it hurts in the pockets. If you're really mad about it, make a stand that it will ring out to all of the nation. If we don't have a iron bowl, we don't have none of these bowl games that's coming up. It's about to be real thick for football.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really mad about it, and you really want to make a stand, want to look united, tell them we ain't going out there if we got to deal with this. It's enough to already think about and deal with these concussions and things that they're getting from playing. You got to be worried about, oh, you didn't stand for that song. The song that doesn't uplift me.
Right. Yeah.
At all. But I mean,
you said,
millions.
Millions. Millions. And you said something in there, you know, with almost 70% of African Americans being in the NFL, you know, and people talking about these guys should lose their jobs and stuff like that. But without us, there wouldn't be a NFL. You know, I've heard people mention, you know, to use, say that NFL stands for not for long, you know. And when you think about it, again, if we weren't in it, there wouldn't be an NFL. It wouldn't be not for long, you know.
That's true.
And,
because the Alabama coach do? I've got to get me some of them boys right there.
Yeah.
That was the comment. Not verbatim, but that was the main comment.
Right.
I got to get me some of them right there. Without those some that you needed, and we know what some we're talking about, you wouldn't even have football. You wouldn't have basketball. You wouldn't have a lot of things but these little sports that I love to turn the channel on because it's not a sport.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. And I really hate that. As a person with all the laws and liberties that we supposedly have and we're supposed to share equally, that brother had every right to do whatever he wanted if he didn't agree. Now they're saying, you got to agree with us no matter what. You can't. No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
They took away his right and took away his job when really it was free speech. I don't agree with that song. That's just like if I'm in the club and I don't want to dance to this trip song, I'm not because I don't like it. Nobody should have a problem with it. As long as you stand it, if you believe it, then do it.
Mhm, mhm. It's one of
everybody
those things
that,
people, you know, if they don't agree with the way that you want to protest, then they don't feel that it's right. And it's one of those things that it, you know, people have never felt good about other people protesting. You know, and it kind of defeats the purpose. If I'm protesting because of something you like, then it defeats the purpose of protesting because where is the conversation going to start? Or, you know, how are we going to solve this problem without you hearing me? You know, and the thing about it, too, is it's peaceful. You know,
it is. And I thought we had that right to have peaceful protests.
Yeah. And, you know, people want to complain when, you know, we do act a fool. But when we just take a knee, we're being disrespectful and, you know, everything else. You
absolutely, because, I mean, as a whole, I no longer stand for the song because I know in my research for the Black History Review and different things that they're talking about us. To our face, you want us to stand here right with you as if we agree wholeheartedly. That in itself is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people trying to make us accept things that are wrong to us only.
Mm-hmm.
And them saying, it's not okay for you to feel wrong.
Yeah.
That's a major problem for me. Because we've been on the chopping block constantly. Since the beginning of time, apparently, we have been on the chopping block. We are the only people who have never got off the block.
Right.
Never.
Right.
No matter what we have accomplished. And we have given them everything. Those big, beautiful houses and big, beautiful buildings that they do all this work in that they won't even let us come work in if we have the education. You wouldn't have that if we didn't build that for you.
Yeah. Because
you were too good for the work. They were too good for the work. And now that they have it all, we have to struggle just to get a piece of something. That's wrong.
It is.
Well,
it
I didn't know we were going to get into discussion right off the top. Because I wanted to thank you for letting me share the spotlight with you. This is an awesome opportunity for me, and I'm honored to be working with you tonight. And I look forward to providing a furthering of truth on this platform with you.
Definitely, definitely. And I appreciate it. That's what this platform is truly, truly about. And shout out to Tim McDowell Jackson, who was listening in on our Facebook Live video. If you're listening on phone right now, you can definitely check us out on Facebook Live or call in if you would like to talk to me in the Serum of Truth. And that number is 646-668-8072. But, you know, it was just like the same as me giving you the opportunity to come on here and guest host. I was given the same opportunity. I was just a caller at one time here on Mike Nice. And when I was given the opportunity, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but it didn't take long for me to really enjoy being in this position as well as, you know, being on the other side. So, and I definitely want to give people the opportunity to do the same and, you know, have a platform to have a voice and share truth, you know, because that's what it's all about.
And I've been trying to let them know. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. No, you're good.
I've been trying to let everybody know. They under the impression that this is just a poetry radio show. And I'm like, if you have a song, you know,
yes.
If you you have an event coming up, let us know about it. Promote yourself is key. Promote yourself
Definitely.
Is key. And this is a great platform because I've never heard my tracks played live over anything other than my own radio or in someone's car. So it's different.
Man.
To hear myself, and I feel like, oh man, that's really me. You know, it's
yeah.
just a different feel, and it can give you that boost that you need for the next project. Because you know, I always got another project.
Awesome, awesome. That's awesome. You know, and I appreciate you utilizing this platform because when I think of the things that have taken place here on Mike Nice with you, and how they have just come into fruition, and you know, are tangible and people can see things such as your food for thought book and your stage play. That's why the church pews are empty. Like it's just a blessing to see how that has come about for you and to see you continue to walk with your gift and seeing how so many doors are opening and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I really didn't know when I first started out talking on Mike Nice with you and sharing pieces that there was going to be a book. Just
yeah.
all of a sudden, it came alive, and then there it was. And who
wow.
knew, you know, this is just a sharing of your thoughts and opinions type thing. Who knew that it could branch into CDs and books and performances and plays and all of this extra? It just started out in my mind, and people need to believe that as long as it's up there, and you believe it in your heart, you can make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I try to get people to, you know, try to get people to know that this is an outlet for you at some point with the other radio stations that are, you know, actually on the live wire. You have to pay to get your tracks played. You play them for free.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
is great. And, you know, everybody, you know, people dabble in music here and there, and they might got a track laying around, you know. You could at least email that thing. It's not costing you a thing to just email
yes.
it and give it a try. And I just wish people would, you know, wake that spirit of try a little harder, you know. That's how
Definitely.
I make it every day.
And if you are listening and you would like to send your pieces, songs, or whatever the case may be, make sure you send them to lyricalforte@live.com, and we'll get those pieces in rotation. Because, I mean, you never know who may be listening to Mike Nice, and that's one thing that I really would like to stress. You just never know who might be listening. I've been surprised to get on Twitter and see people from the Virgin Islands or the Bahamas as well. As somebody one time hit me up on Twitter all the way from Africa. It said that they listened to the show in the archives. And remember that, too. Anytime that you miss a show, you can always catch us in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice.
Absolutely. I just think it's a great – it's like getting free money. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to do anything for it, but just make a step, you know. And it just it gets you there. It really does the trick for me. I look forward to this every week because constantly have gigs, but very seldom is it, you know, just things from my mind. Usually they want something in particular or, you know, and this gives me a moment to actually just share my truth in its rawness, and I just love that aspect of the show, that I just get on here and I just say how I really feel in the most respectable way, of course. But everybody doesn't want to hear the truth, and this is a place where I can share that, and you're always welcome into that. So I just love it.
Hey, that's what it's all about, you know, and to have you come on and, you know, share your truth, it's somebody needs to hear what you have to say just as much as they need to hear what I have to say. It's very important that we have different ideas and we share them with one another.
Absolutely. Is it okay if I mimic you for a moment and drop a few black facts?
Please do. Please do. Our black facts for today.
Yes, the black facts for today. I have four. Did you know that black people are 3 times more likely to be killed by the police? Did you know that?
Wow.
3 times. That's a lot, considering it's not that many different breakups of how we are separated. And I feel like that's not just black people, that's brown people as well. We are the main target in the land of the free. That is shocking to me. My black fact number two is, did you know that 207 black people have been killed in 2017 by the police?
Mm.
Did you know that? 2017 ain't even over.
Right.
207 black people. I'm going to drop this on you. Out of that 207, 63% were unarmed and nonviolent victims.
Mm.
Now, you have to ask yourself, at what point did you feel imminent danger and you had to draw your gun and shoot me down in the street? Fact number three. This is going to trip you out, LaQuinn. Did you know that the last recorded lynching on the U.S. book is 1981, Mobile, Alabama, Michael Donald, 20 years old.
Wow.
Last recorded lynching right here in our state.
Wow.
I'm going to let me drop a little more knowledge on you about that.
Uh-oh.
There are a total of 57 lynchings since that 1981 Mobile, Alabama lynching that has been declared as suicide or are still under investigation, and they are all black.
Wow.
The last one being from last year in Atlanta. They say that the guy actually committed suicide is what they came to say about it. It was in a park in Atlanta, and they found him hanging from one of the tallest trees. They say he stood on a garbage can. Even with the garbage can, it was no way that he would be able to get that rope up there and get himself in it and hang himself for all to see. Declared as suicide. Why? Based on the pollen and tree dust that was on his clothing, that's how they decided it was a suicide. He had to climb the tree, they said.
Wow.
Those are my black facts for Mike Nice tonight.
Oh, man, you dropped some heavy, heavy stuff for us tonight. But, I mean, just imagine, like, how many things go underreported that we don't know about, such as this, like, you know, I never thought about that. I've never even thought about to ask, like, you know, how much of that still goes on?
A lot, apparently. As the piece that you played of mine earlier, I listed some very recent just plumb out killings, and they have no type of reasoning for just plain ugly and nasty.
Yeah.
It's really
man, it's really mind blowing. Those statistics, those black facts that you just read, because again, you know, who knows? Who knows? And it's crazy to think that we make up 13 to 14% of the U.S. population. 6% of that are black males, and to think about all this that's going on. And you know, one thing when we talk about stats and statistics and stuff like that, one thing that kills me when it comes to when we talk about police officers killing unarmed black men is a lot of people on the other side of the fence want to bring up black on black crime. And
black on black crime. Don't even get me started on the brainwashing for black on black crime.
Infuriates me, you know, when people want to talk about that and mention that, because it's just like they just want to exclude all this other stuff. We don't talk about white on white crime. We don't talk about.
We have a lot of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. You know. So I mean, that's just one of those things that they want to, you know, ignore what's really going on and try to blame it on or push blame on us, you know, that sort of thing. But man, that's crazy.
I think the only good thing out of my black facts that I actually found when I was looking for something good was in the Mobile, Alabama case with Michael Donald, the KKK was taken to trial and two guys were convicted, although one went to jail and the other was sentenced to death. That was the first execution for Alabama since like 1913.
Wow.
And that happened in 1981. And he was a young guy, and he just out walking, might have been stranded type thing. And out of nowhere, this evil just comes approaching out of the darkness of the night. I just don't get that. And how scared are you of us and the potential, if we really figure it out, that we are the cream of the crop and that you did get everything from us?
Yeah.
Somehow they've been able to rob us of that greatness. And we need to know that it's still in us to do it. We're just going to have to pool together. Every other race pooled together. They shop
with
their own kind. They, you know, they really work. I hate that about our people. And it's only because of a constant doctrine of brainwashing. You, every time you turn on the TV, you're getting a full dose. You know, and it's everywhere. It's structured into everything, the school system, the way disability checks are set up, all types of craziness. The only thing that they have been doing, the constant progression of just pushing us down, is giving us a little something and taking like a whole mile once I give you that little pinch. I'm not going to give you everything you're owed, and that's wrong, because this is about America the free. They've built a mockery of this thing. You can look at it on TV every day when you turn on the news.
Yeah.
This ain't the land of the free. Not for us, it isn't.
Yeah.
Because they get to, you know, pick and choose what laws apply to us. We can't do that for them. We can't say, no, that don't apply to you, and we're going to do it like this. We don't have that right because we don't stick together.
Exactly. You're right.
Right. And that's the truth. I mean, how long should we offer up a cheek to slap?
Yeah.
How long?
And it's one of those things, like you said, we don't stick together. And it's one of those things when you think about why the bus boycotts and things like that were so successful back in the day, is because they really stood together. They stayed together, and they really, what's the word I'm looking for? They followed through. You know, we don't have that kind of commitment now, but we will really follow through on something, you know.
That is true. That is true. The follow through has got to happen. It has to happen. It's like whatever face we put out there as a unit, they have beat down to a pile of dust. If we were good and not militant and we tried to be respectful of you, as long as you were respectful of us, you killed us. If we were militant in trying to defend ourselves, because we are humans too, because of the Bible that you gave us that says we're human too. I think there needs to be a change amongst us. We can't get mad at them for the way they treat us. We allow it.
Right.
We allow it. Collectively, we allow it. And I can't speak for myself personally. I would be a dead Negro.
Yeah.
You know, I know I would. Because I'm woke. I'm woke to what's really happening out here.
Yeah.
So I know that I would be gone. I know I would.
And, you know, you say that, and that's why I think I would think that it would be easier for us to really band together and stick together, because they had it worse than we have it now. You know, like you say, we have a woke conscience now. You know, they really sacrificed. I listen to this show probably almost every morning, a guy by the name of Joe Madison, and he mentions this quote that I believe Martin Luther King Jr. says, and it's the difference between a moment and a movement is sacrifice. And we're in a time now where we're not willing to sacrifice anything. You know, even when people have been talking about boycotting the NFL and how, you know, people are like, you know, I'm not going to boycott the NFL because everybody is not going to do it. So what's the point of me doing it if everybody else is not going to do it?
It's not going to work. Yeah. I believe you, Claire.
Yeah. You know.
But
so
done right, I'm telling you, they would fall to their knees if it was done right. If you're really mad about it, right. Mr. Football players and whatnot, you know, be mad about it. Show them what you're working with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, they're gonna need the football players before the football players need them. Honestly, they
right,
pay them good.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah,
they pay them good.
Oh man, we're gonna keep things going here on Mike Nice. Mike Nice, guest co-hosted tonight by yours truly, the Serum of Truth, dropping nothing but truth with us tonight. And we actually have a call on the line, and you can be the next caller as well. Make sure you call in. That number is 646-668-8072. And we have a caller with the last four digits of 8217. You're on the air.
This is the Political Forte. This is the Poetic Flip.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
It's just good to hear my people, my friends, my dear friends on Mike Nice once again. It's a thrill to be on the mic once again, and a blessing at that. I've been so caught up in the conversation y'all have been discussing about how America has been treating us Africans. I'm a loosely start using American because we are African by blood and American by choice. But with that being said, with this piece, it's called Unchosen Color. Because, you know, honestly, y'all should be taking a look at our skins every day, being African-Americans. We didn't choose to be this color, but I'm not ashamed to be African-American. Like Liz was just saying the same truth. I've come with a phrase I say a lot to these young kids, ABC, admitting awaken your black consciousness. They're so trapped up believing that they have no say-so in schools and colleges, so to speak, when they're knowing all these inventions and creations were basically made by Africans. So this piece was written recently because I was asked an honor to be speaker of the school at the end of the next month at GW Florida, the school my kids go to. And it's going to be like an awakening, but they said I have the platform to speak on anything about black history because of lack of being have a black principal over there. So this piece is called An Unchosen Color. I didn't choose to be a black man. Someone once told me that being this color that I would be overlooked by other races and not allowed to take a stand. I didn't choose to be a black man. My grandmother once told me I would be judged by other races every day. He doesn't belong here, and he's not worth more than a dime. That's all I seem to hear people say, so I'm not going to waste my precious time. But why must I live my life on a straight and narrow line? I didn't choose to be a black man, because no matter what people may say, I know that everything will not be always be fine, especially in this day and time. We as Africans did not choose to be black because most people think we should be put in the very back. We are a creative, a very brilliant race, even though other people chose to slap us in the face. They embarrassed us, abused us, and tried to make us feel like a real disgrace. But no matter what, we should keep our head up and a smile upon our face. Through the trying years and through the countless fears, yes, it caused us to cry unstoppable tears. But one day, we shall overcome when our Heavenly Father returns to take us home. But until then, we should trust in Him because He will never leave us alone. Thank you.
I like.
You better do that,
Flo Rida.
You better do that. Say that.
They understand, y'all. They got to work in their black conscience, man. I'm not anti-white. I'm pro-black there because, like Lay was saying, we want you to become awakened. You want to be awakened every day, every moment. You want to. You got to spread the knowledge, not hold it within yourself. Because if you don't do it, history is being sadly repeated to you right now. But if you awaken and realize that what we are there to create a real race. Without us,
absolutely.
America would not exist.
You're so right, and I enjoyed that piece because we didn't choose to be black, and we didn't choose to be here, and we didn't choose to have to stay here. I'm so into that piece, my brother. Snap, snap, snap for you, Poetic Colorado.
Appreciate you coming through, man.
It's always a peace, man, with friends, dear friends, and like a couple weeks back, it was very honored to be amongst y'all again at the first Creative Expressions. Which we have another one coming up, y'all. You know, October the 12th, 7 p.m. at the Center Culture Arts. Mr. Richard Wright and Mr. Anthony Treadwell started this program down at his event, and y'all did always ask for John to be amongst talented black people here in Gadsden, Alabama. And it's always a thrill to be able to express yourself no matter what, being a writer. We're not just writers, we are more than just poets and writers. We are here as we are history, we're making history day by day, doing these events and speaking on Mike Nice. But I would definitely appreciate y'all for allowing me to speak for Mike Nice once again.
Thank you.
Likewise, man.
Appreciate you. Peace and sharing that knowledge with us.
Anytime, y'all. Y'all have a blessed night, y'all.
That right there was the Poetic Flo Rida coming through. And, you know, what we were just talking about, you know, when we're talking about being committed to whatever we're doing as a group of people, I miss one vital thing about why those protests really did help, and some of these people on Facebook Live really helped me. And shout out to all those who are listening on Facebook Live: Kenneth, Holly, Lynn, Mostella, as well as Tam Jackson. They talk about how money was the reason why the boycotts were successful. And I was just talking to someone the other day about, you know, really using our money to fight this. If we would pull our own resources together and use them for us, by us, then that would be a very vital piece as well. Because, you know, even when we talk about the bus boycott, these people, the only way they could get to work was either if they took the bus or they walked. But they were willing to keep their money in their pockets, get up early to go to work, to walk to work, or whatever the case may be, or carpool, in order to keep their money to themselves and not give it to the other people.
And remember, they walked for like 360-something days, and they started getting tickets for carpool, and they wanted to put a stop to it. Those men, those white men, were losing their jobs. I told you earlier, if you hurt that pocket, they have no choice but to listen. You ain't got to march no 200-300 miles, however far it was, to Washington or Montgomery. You ain't got to walk that far no more, honey. You don't. Invest in your people. You got a politician you want to see in office, you're going to have to write a check. See, that's the problem with black people. They don't want to use their money to benefit as a whole. It would benefit us all if you would write a check. Make a donation, you know, teach some skills that have been long forgotten that we used to own as our own, that no one else could do. We forget about that. Everybody wants that office job. The way things are going with our current leader, we're going to be back to playing things and sewing things and listening to the radio and reading books. And that is the things that we have gotten away from. If you would just read and try to self-educate yourself further, because you've been given trash through school.
Yeah.
They gave you what they wanted you to know in order for you to operate in their lifestyle. Not to have your own.
And, you know, we're talking about resources. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's always go to school. It's never open a business. Be a business owner. It's never that. They don't want you to have your own. They want you to work inside of theirs.
Yeah.
That's continued slavery, if you ask me, because minimum wage is not high enough for the amount of work that you got to put in every day in order to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that's a big thing, too. You know, we mentioned, you know, having our own and that sort of thing. And I was listening to a one the other day. I can't think of her name right now. But she was talking about how she always wants to be able to have different sources of income where she's her own boss. So she doesn't have to worry about holding her tongue because of who she works for. You know, they may be, they may not like what she says, but she said as long as she has her own business and her own ways of making income, she doesn't have to worry about holding her tongue back because of the fear of losing her job or the fear of losing the way her money is coming in. And that's really important. That's really key because, you know, a lot of times we are afraid to, because I mean, let's be honest, you know, there are some football players that may not be making the big money that some of our famous, well-known football players are doing or are making. You know, you have some people that may not be making that much, so they're afraid to take a knee because maybe taking that knee won't guarantee them a job next week. You know, so
it's
vital.
Won't.
Right.
It is. It is. You got to have more than one plan. It's okay to have a job. I'm not saying don't have a job. Everybody needs to work if they are able, because I know I would be clocking in somewhere if I was able.
Yeah.
But my thing is, are you riding the fence?
Yeah.
Whether or not that job, is it going to break you if you no longer have that job? Are you going to be able to put something in your children's stomach if you no longer have that job? You have got to constantly be creating stuff and inventing things, even if it's the smallest thing, in order to have some other type of income. You got to be able to supplement your income. I get disability. That check is gone on the third when I get it.
Yeah.
I have to have 22 hustles in order for my life to have quality.
Because
they think that I'm supposed to be able to get quality on the check that they send me. And that's, to me, that's wrong. And I know that people get different amounts. But honestly, if I sat and waited on that check, it wouldn't cover all of our bills. I would be borrowing money from the man. Getting further and further in the hole. It's set up for you to fail if you don't believe in self.
Yeah.
You got to know that the hustle is on. The grind is on for them. It need to be on for you.
Definitely, definitely. Make sure y'all call in. The call-in number again is 646-668-8072. And if you're ready to get on the mic, then all you have to do is press the 1 button and we'll cue you in to get on the mic to make the mic nice. And again, feel free to chime in, whether you want to come through and spit a poem, sing a song, or if you want to just get in on the discussion, you also have the opportunity to do so as well. Again, it's Mike Nice with our guest co-host, the Serum of Truth, who's live with the truth in raw form tonight, as always. And we're just talking about a plethora of things when it comes to our community. And what I thought was very interesting, the other day I was listening to someone that was talking about how this year, how vital our Black women, women's money is this year, and how they are expecting to have $1.5 trillion spent by black women this year.
Wow.
Again, that's $1.5 trillion that will be contributed by black women. So it just goes to show that our money really does make sense, and, you know, how big we can play a part when it comes to using our resources and that sort of deal. And definitely check out Susan Shank as well, who's a trillionaire, a black woman who's a trillionaire. And, you know, we talk about being millionaires, and maybe some even talk about being billionaires, but we have a black woman who has her own company by the name of Susan Shank, who's a trillionaire. So that goes to show
wow.
you, hey, we have the power to be able to do some stuff.
Absolutely. A trillionaire. My Lord.
A trillionaire. Could you imagine having all that money? Like, man.
I could, LaQuinn. I can imagine having all that money, because I know I deserve to be a trillionaire, because I put in that work. I can imagine having that. Ooh, you wouldn't believe the plays and things I would put on and the events I would throw in. I'm one of those give back people.
Giving
back is community as a whole, and as black people, we need those people who have made it. You need to come back and tell the ones that's trying to get there, hey, let me show you how I've done this, because it's enough for everyone to eat. See, that's the problem. They make that kind of money, then they get greedy, and then they, you know, they too good for it, when really, if you get everybody popping as a whole, I don't even know what come after that trillion, do you?
Man, I'm telling you, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money.
She's a lot of cash.
Two trillionaire. Susan Shank is a two-trillionaire businesswoman. Few Detroiters have even heard of. Forget Detroiters. Not necessarily forget them, but not just Detroiters, but, I mean, the United States. How many people in America know about Susan Shank? So I'm going to definitely share this article as well on my Facebook page. And definitely check it out. Definitely read about the most successful African American on Wall Street.
I might need to email her and be like, yeah, just give me one tip and I'll make it work, honey. One tip.
I mean,
that's about our group, Exquisite Women. Everybody is from a different walk of life that's involved in the group. Everybody is successful in a different way. Some went to college, some are regular workmen and laymen type females. Some are, you know, just mothers or caregivers, but they all unique.
Yeah.
They unified in the diversity. And we're going to be able to go into the schools and teach them the things that they did not teach us. They didn't think we were worthy enough to know. It's so many tricks to the trade that other colored people know, but we don't.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have been, you know, constantly trying to keep us down where they would like to see us stay.
Yeah.
We need to know in our heart that we can be bigger and better. You're just going to have to different than what you're doing right now.
Definitely.
You're going to have to stop being blind on purpose just so you think you can make it and call yourself independent. You're not independent if you're not making your own coin.
Yeah.
At any given moment, I can say, no, I'm not cooking for not now another person, huh? If I don't want to. That's up to me.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody going to scold me, and I'm not going to get no type of problems because it's me.
Yeah.
The Exquisite Women. We are a African-American empowerment group. We do different services for the community. We are under Grace Heritage Community Development, which is a nonprofit organization that continues the restoration of the all-black Sixth Street Cemetery here in Gadsden. The people that came before us, we try to correct what was done wrong to them. The city just left it to overgrow. They said, forget those Negroes, pretty much. And we said, no, those Negroes made a way for us today to make magic. and we should take care of them, and we should continue to take care of ourselves. And that's what type of group this is. Let's lean on each other. Where you're weak, I'm strong. Us working together, we can get anything done. It's that type of group. It's not, no, I just smile and take pictures and I'm highfalutin. We are highfalutin, though, okay, because we all be ragging. But, however, we get that work in. And we need more groups of different kinds of people doing different things. And I want to give a shout-out to Good Sense Prevails, William Campbell. He has an awesome story of from the bottom to feet in the hood, feet in the community, and clothing in the community. You know, they almost like the Black Panther Party of Gaston, if you ask me. and that's somebody that's from the street. Even he, it's a song, a gospel song, Even Me. Mm-hmm. On a non-religious note, you need to know, even me, even mm-hmm. black me, can get it done too. Let me show you what I'm working with.
Wow.
Everybody got to look in the mirror and believe that every day. They say it's no color line, honey. It's color shooting from everywhere. It's no way to erase that line. Treasure me the way I treasure you. Cherish me the way I cherish you. Consider me your equal. We all can eat. It's enough everything for everybody. But they say, no, you can't have. Why you can't have? Because the color of your skin. That is so petty. Oh, that's petty, Betty and Freddy all day. Petty, Betty and Freddy. How about can we get a thank you? Can we get a thank you for making you look good? After all the drama and all of the abuse and all of the hatred that we've been subjected to, can we get a thank you for making you look good for a change?
Yeah.
Instead of we the worst of the worst. If we was all that bad, y'all would have took us back to Africa when you first brought us here.
Hey.
We are very compliant people. We are a compliant, compassionate people. If we were not, we wouldn't allow them to do the things that they do. We try to turn that other cheek. Well, I'm telling you, my cheek is woe the hell out. I'm tired of it, and everybody else's cheek need to be woe out. And if I got to start slapping black cheeks in order for them to be woe out completely, I'm with that.
Yeah.
And that's what these different groups and stuff is about, and I just love that we're trying to come together. It might take small groups right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can all work together if we have a plan. I'm just saying, can we get a plan going?
Yeah. I love it. We have another caller on the line with the last four digits of 1914. You're on the air.
Hey, Lyrical Forte. How you doing?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. Hello, Miss Theorem of Truth. This is Tam. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How you doing?
Doing well. Just been finally caught the program. I usually am tied up, but scrolling through my Facebook, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's mic nice. So let me see how nice they're making the mic tonight. And just decided to hit that one button. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you did hit the one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm going to ask a crazy question, though. What time does the show end?
At 8.
At 8, okay. So I got a time to drop a little piece.
Definitely, always. Now, I know you're going to get me, but I got to do it because it's been a while. But if you're just tuning in right now, we're with the founder of Mike Nice, who has been so gracious to give me this platform. And it's a blessing to have you here on Mike Nice, definitely making the Mike Nice.
Cool. Well, God is gracious. It's been a while since I blazed the mic. It's been about 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So if things don't sound right, charge it to just the fact that I'm all kinds of rusty, okay?
You got it.
Yeah, but the poem I'm going to share is called My Huntsville. A lot of people listening may not be aware that my son was recently falsely accused of crimes that he did not commit. And by God's grace, through the help and effort of a lot of people, including a local news station, we were able to get his charges dropped without him going to trial. But before that, I had gone to a city council meeting to try to speak on behalf of my son to get somebody to hear me, because there was no, you know, there was just really no one hearing me. And I was shut down so coldly that night to where I literally walked out of that building and I'm standing on the front steps of that municipal building crying my eyes out to the point where I was shaking, because I have never felt so placated and disenfranchised in my life. And I thought about this great city we live in called Huntsville, and they call it the Star of Alabama. And there is a lot more wealth in this city than, you know, in a lot of places in the region, not just the state. And they base the fact that they call it the Star of Alabama on its economic status. Now, that may not be what they say, but if you look around at the gentrification that's taking place right now, you would know that that's the point. So I wrote this poem, and I just want to share. It's called My Huntsville. Y'all ready?
Make the mic nice.
We ready. I'm in awe.
Okay. Soccer moms on pills. Lazy cops, no chill. Angry drivers, no feel. Empty promises, no feel. Project rich, no bills. Five, no deals. Law enforcement, strike deals. SNAP benefits, no meals. Black university, minor hills. Fake diversity, it's real. Urban development, no zeal. Humane society, few kills. Traffic tickets, paper mill. Political votes, just still. Politically correct, no will. Fine dining, hot grill. The struggle, still real.
Wow.
You can find that on my Facebook page, because it probably reads better than it you can find that on my Facebook page. It probably reads better than it sounds, but it's just...
Oh, no, it sounded great.
Yeah, it's just a matter of us recognizing, you know, it looks like one thing, but it's really something else behind the scenes, you know. And you made a lot of great points there, Matruth, about the fact that there's accountability on both sides when it comes to race issues. So, yeah, turning the cheek is one thing, but how many times do we got to do that? Me being a Christian woman, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, me being a Christian woman, I'm all for, you know, turning the other cheek. It's just, you know, I don't believe that that means being railroaded, run over, mistreated, abused.
Yeah.
I don't think that has anything to do with any of that. It's more about taking the high road.
True.
And so, but in order to take the high road, you got to see the truth for what it is. And therefore, you're not stirred by your emotions. You act on the truth.
Right.
You don't act on emotion. You act on what's real and what's right. And people think compassion has everything to do with, you know, there's a lot of people who say, oh, be compassionate, be humble. But that has nothing to do with me accepting the fake in exchange for so-called unity or peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we miss deal when we say, oh, Huntsville is the star of Alabama, when 90+% 95% conviction rate is based on plea bargaining, because you've got people so afraid to stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
You've got, you know, these cops who have clear-cut evidence that my son is innocent, but they're too lazy to go out and seek the truth, you know. Or you've got all these, you know, people making decent bank in this city, but they're so strung out on prescription drugs that your life is in danger at a greater rate when you get on the road, because all of them are angry drivers. You understand what I'm saying? So it's so many things and so many levels. You know, you got people on SNAP benefits who really, really need their benefits, but they would rather, well, not rather, in their minds, by necessity, they need to sell some of them to make ends meet, when really if they would get on a budget, they could probably do that. So they don't really see, they don't really understand financial freedom, and therefore, because it's not being taught to them, they think their way of life is right and normal, you know. So you got a bunch of hood rich people running around, and you got the city making sure they stay that way.
She said something then, LaQuinta.
Wow. And well said. I definitely have to talk to you and definitely get you on as well as Stephen on to tell your story.
Yeah, I don't know, LaQuinta.
I'm sorry?
Best wishes to you and your son, is it? On the situation, because it's just not a fair game. It's nowhere near fair. And we just have to stay positive, and we have to stay uplifted in whatever belief system that we have. And I really hate that you, the creator of Mike Nice, is actually one of the people that have that testimony right now. Too many people have the same unfortunate testimony. And that's got to change. And without educating our people about what to do and how to do, and try to get them out of that that mindset you were describing, that they have to sell what they need in order to make it, when really a budget in place. And that's what I was telling LaQuinta in the group, Exquisite Women. You know, we're trying to do budgeting classes. We're trying to do in-care breaks for people who are taking care of handicapped people 24 hours a day and don't even get a break and can't get no type of extra help, and it costs so much, and people are having to make sacrifices they don't have to make if they would just use a different route. And we have got to put those different routes out there. And kudos to you for sharing that piece, because it was awesome to me. I know you were concerned about how it sounds, but it sounded great to me.
Amen. I'm not going to hog the mic any longer. I just wanted to, just based on the platform and what's been coming up tonight, just share that little piece. And like I said, if anybody wants to read it, just to get the full gist, it's on my Facebook page. But Stairma Truth, has been a pleasure listening and interacting with you. And Lyrical Forte, my son, youngin.
Yes.
We shall be in touch. Thank you for allowing me to grace the mic.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you so much.
And that right there was none other, again, than the founder of Mike Nice. So blessed to have her on tonight, Tam McDowell Jackson. And we still have the Serum of Truth tonight, guest co-hosting with me, man. She's doing an awesome job.
Awesome guest.
And definitely, and I'll make sure I'll share it as well. Her story, as well as her son's story about being falsely accused and charged. And the news station in Huntsville just did a follow-up story about, you know, him still having trouble with getting the charges off his record and still having to pay back bail money and things like that. So definitely let's lift them up. And
absolutely,
definitely a story for next time, because I think about how I remember me getting a traffic ticket, and the police officer said I ran the light, and I know that I didn't run the light, and so I had already made up in my mind that once I got to court that I was going to fight the ticket. And so when I got there, the judge asked me what I was pleading. I told him not guilty, and so the prosecutor talked to me next, and he was just really trying to put it in my head, like, you know, if I was you, I would plead guilty, because, you know, if you plead not guilty and you lose, you know, you're going to have to pay this much money back and that much money back. And so he said, well, I'm going to let you think about it. So, again, you know, the way he, now, don't get me wrong, the way he talked, I was like, man, you know, like, am I really thinking about saying I did something that I didn't? But again, I had already made up in my mind that, hey, I know I didn't run it, so I'm going to plead not guilty. And so finally he called me back up there, and he was like, so what are you going to plead? Are you still going to plead not guilty? I said, yes, sir, not guilty. And as soon as I said that, he was like, okay, you can go. And
wow.
Yeah, and I kind of paused because I was like, really? Like, after all that,
yeah, they set up,
you know, yes, and just think about so many other people who may not have the means of, you know, having, you know, an attorney for a bigger case, you know, a serious case, and they weigh out their pros and cons and feel like that even though they hadn't done something, that they still feel like pleading guilty is the best choice, you know.
That's true.
It's crazy, but definitely a discussion for another time.
Absolutely, because I have just received my first traffic ticket in Hawks Bluff. I'm 32 years old, LaQuinton. What he said I did, I didn't do. But
yeah,
because
yeah.
I was in a bind, I had to plead guilty. You know, I struggled with that, LaQuinton.
Yeah. Yeah.
I struggled with that.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But at the time, I did not have a choice. But let me tell you, I will not be returning to Hope Bluff.
I hear you.
At all. He said, you don't have anything on your record. I really don't want to give it to you. I said, well, don't. And he did.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I was through.
Wow.
I was through.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that another time.
Oh, man. Definitely. Let's see. We have another caller on the line. Last four digits, 6499. You're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
What's
going on? Nothing. It's Nisha. I miss y'all.
I'm sorry, miss say that
you.
Again.
It's Kenesha. I miss y'all.
Oh, what's going on? We miss you too.
I knew who it was. I don't know why he didn't know who it was, but I knew.
I could,
right.
I couldn't hear. I'm sorry. I was like, I was trying to make sure, you know.
Look, miss you too, boo. Miss you too.
So what's
going on?
Hey, man,
oh,
we
you
just...
know, well, I'm still writing, still, you know, trying to get it out there. You know, it's a lot of good stuff going on that I'm about to get started doing. But, you know, that poem that I sent you,
yes.
That's not it. I'm going to ask more to it. Because,
okay.
You know, a lot of people, it was like, that's it. So, you know, I'm going to ask more to it, make it more real.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, well, but
hey.
Are you going to make the mic nice for us tonight with something else?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to drop something for
it. Making a mic. Okay.
just drop us a little something.
A little something. Yeah, just a little something.
A little something.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay, y'all ready?
We are.
You ready when you ready?
Okay, all right. Okay, everything I do, I'm going to do it with the fight. Because all the things that's going on in the world today, peace my team, that's not all right. All the killing, all the shooting, all the families losing their kids. It's a sad world out here. It's time for us to get serious. People out here dying, mothers out here crying, kids out here dying, people not getting fed. It's so crazy out here. It's just crazy. Sometimes I just sit and shake my head. As I bring these other things that's going on that I see, I get upset and distracted because I know one day that could be me. But me having a mind to want to write and do better, I know that that could never be me. But with me knowing God, I know that I put up a good fight, and I know that I do what I got to do. But I know everything's going to be all right because not only do I have to trust in people, I trust in me. I know that I can do better, and I will do better. People said that I couldn't do it, but I know that I can. As a matter of fact, I did. So to everybody that doubted me, everything you said I couldn't do, it's already done, and it's already did.
Now. That's what's up. That's what's up. See, you know you can't just leave us without dropping something. You
won't get any money. Right, right.
I need to really love her stuff.
So definitely appreciate you coming through and always just being so so happy to share here on Mike Nice. Looking forward to what comes about. And you definitely do you have anything coming up that you want to let us know about?
Yes, I got something big coming up. Actually, I'm actually going to be in my documentary.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's this week or it's next week. The guy got to get back with me. But it's going to be a documentary about why I write, about why writing my passion.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm excited about that because I've never been in a documentary. I never thought about it. But, you know, I put in the work and it's finally about to happen.
Ooh,
yeah.
When it's
yeah.
about to happen. Reach out and catch
yes.
that thing, girl.
All right, it's about to happen. So it's about to happen. I'm ready for it.
And you deserve it. Keep working.
Yes. Yes. That's the plan.
Absolutely.
Well, definitely let us know. Yes, definitely come through and let us know about it.
Yes, I will.
Cool.
And thank
well,
you
appreciate
for that piece, and you keep up the good work.
Most definitely, that's how I am. You know, it get hard at sometimes, but you know, I gotta keep going. I keep going. You know, even only right because I've been writing for a long time, and this right here, you know, this is something that you just can't give up. Even if I try to stop writing, it couldn't because it has been embedded in me, and it's something that I will always do. I will always have a passion for.
Definitely.
The poetry and the root is the root. Sometimes
yes.
poetry. Love it.
But again, thank you so much again for coming through and making the mic nice.
Most definitely. You know what? Couldn't go on without my night without coming through.
That was
right.
Appreciate it.
Right. So I'm going to hit y'all up later. I'm going to talk about the documentary, about what's coming up next.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds good.
Do that.
That right there was Tanisha Wilson coming through and making the mic nice. Appreciate her coming through. And, you know, that's what it's about, man. It's just amazing to me to see the people that come through and who are doing bigger and better things. You know, they're just not staying in one place, but just have their hands and all kind of stuff. That's what it's all about.
Well, I didn't hear that. I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear it.
Say that again.
Well, I couldn't hear.
Oh, can you hear me now? You good?
High Times, Breaker 109.
Okay. I was just saying, you know, it's so great to have people that come through and utilize this platform and see how they later on come through and they tell us about other things that they're doing, and they're not just, you know, just staying in one spot, but they're going on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely. I just, the platform is made for this type of thing. It's here for, and that's what I'm saying. We need to tell people about it, share as much as possible, and let them know that we care what you got to say. If don't nobody else.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. We actually have another caller, man. I don't know, Sarah. You have had the lines just blazing tonight.
You did it.
We have another caller with the last four digits of 0054. You're on the air.
It's me. Yo, what's going on?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Man, this is Versus, man. Versus Hip Hop, representing Camden, New Jersey, man. I want to make the mic work.
Wow.
Oh,
hey,
Jersey,
man.
In the building.
Jersey in the building, man. Jersey all the way in the building.
Make the mic nice whenever you're ready.
Listen, man, I got a little bit of, you know what I mean, conscious material that I want to spit, you know what I mean? And I know you're going to appreciate this, man.
I will appreciate some consciousness.
Here you go. I said, jewelry, floss, cats, diamonds you iced out, but never gave a dollar to the brothers with jail routes and long time goals, but they can't succeed shit. Coke got them hooked, heroin, they need this. Unemployment line long as hell for black males. Retirement benefit shit on third rail. Mentally dead, fucked up off malt lick. That's how you die quick, die slow off wall dick. Life ain't love, barely see past 21. The government's passing out drugs and handguns. Teachers can't relate, education's half-assed. Can't afford private school, so go no class. Therefore, history lesson is dead now. No revolution, Moschino and Lex now. Mad sex now, Rolex and text now. And no books now, and a nest is set now. How's that sound with your conservative dick down? I'm about change for this culture shit now. I transform life to death, cause effect. Cutthroat, company rep, placing a bet. Contract, 10-year vet, expose the set. Cheap money, nickel and dime, he handing them out. He not worth a penny and clout, get out the game. Too many low, dirty and shame, predictable name. Young black male, no fame, running the streets. He need to wear football cleats and armored vests. The way cops blast their chest, invade your nest. Jail time, prisoners next. So, man. Listen. Love it. Love
Woo!
It, man.
Wow.
Love it. I got more, but, you know what I mean? I stumbled on this radio station. And then once I saw, you know what I mean, that conscious material, I said, let me go ahead, chime in, put my little 2 cents in the world.
That's what's up, man. How did you hear about Mike Knight?
I'm on the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. That's what's up.
I did a little strolling, about 10, 11 pages worth of strolling. And I mean, I guess where I stopped at.
That's
where I stopped something to give respect due, man. Where y'all located at?
We are in Gadsden, Alabama.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We down south. We do.
Where y'all going to the school?
ACG Festival.
What's it called?
So ACG3. ACG3.
Y'all heard about the AC3 Festival?
I actually have.
Yeah,
in Atlanta.
I got my brother gonna be down there, you know, doing this thing. Logic Bernard. You can get on YouTube right now. His single called Young Love. L-O-J.
Okay.
Yeah, LOJIC Bernard. His video, all that is on YouTube called Young Love. And he's going to be at that festival trying to, you know, make his name known. So, you know what I mean? From Jersey to Alabama, back up to Atlanta, we're trying to let it ring.
That's what's up,
man. Let it ring.
We definitely appreciate you coming through, and definitely we'll check out your brother as well. And are y'all on social media?
Yeah, Instagram, Logic Bernard.
Cool.
L-O-J-I-C.
Yes.
New Jersey in the building.
Yeah, Jersey.
And what was your name again?
I'm Verse, man. Verse. Like a Bible verse.
Okay. Yeah. And are you on social media as well?
Yeah, Versus Hip Hop.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, man, definitely appreciate you coming through. And always, man, check in with us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Central Standard Time.
Okay. No problem.
Appreciate
man.
It.
No problem. I appreciate
Conscious
you giving
Tuesday
me the opportunity.
Conscious Tuesday is what we need to call it. Conscious
no
Tuesday
doubt.
Is what we need
no
to call
doubt.
It.
No doubt. Listen, man, I call in every Tuesday with that material, man. Get the show popping for you, man, anytime.
Appreciate it. Mozell.
All right, y'all be
Thank
easy.
Thank you. You do the same.
And that right there was Versus Hip Hop, man, from New Jersey. Man, I just say you never know who might come through, where they might be from. So, man, wow.
Woo!
I hate that it is almost over, man. We have had a great show today. It went by super, super fast, didn't it?
Absolutely. It was just
man.
Quick, I think.
Yeah. And you did your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, thank you. I try.
Thank you. Thank you again so much for coming through and just blazing the mic the whole night, just coming through, sharing the truth, and really appreciate it. You know this cannot be your last time guest co-hosting with me.
Well, okay. I'm with that. I can roll with it.
Man, because I know that not only have I enjoyed you, but so many other people have enjoyed you as well, even on Facebook Live and all. So definitely appreciate you. And Before we go, definitely share your social media. Let them know about Left Foot Catering and all that good stuff.
I will. Well, my government name is Elizabeth Wincroft, WYNN-CROFT. You can find me on Facebook under that name, as well as The Serum of Truth. That's S-E-R-U-M of Truth. You can also find me on Facebook, Bets Bow Ties and Bungles. That is my bow tie little business. I don't have a page for my Left Foot Catering at the moment. It kind of took off before the page happened. But I cater for individuals and parties and different things. And I'm reasonable and it's delicious, you know.
Yes,
I would it, and you know what foot I put on it. It's Left Foot Catering. Get you some.
Man, what was that? Was it taco bread or something you made the other week?
Right, taco
that was
so bread, good? Yeah.
Man, it was on point. It was on point. Y'all got to get a hold of Left Foot Catering. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, thank you. You got me cheesing and stuff.
Man, we appreciate each and every one of you that has come through to make the mic nice. Make sure that you support the Serum of Truth and all those who came through today and blazed the mic tonight. And always, man, we want to leave you with something. Remember that the difference between a moment and a movement is sacrifice. Not only that, but I also want to leave you with another quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as well. Nothing in all of the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, and we'll see you on the radio.
The radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
I'm not a
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.